Hey there, it's Alex, aka Swole Crates or Swole Kratis. It's February the 21st. Yep, Wednesday, February the 21st. And this isn't a post-gym podcast, but just a post-work podcast, I guess. So, just to talk briefly about, you know, what I do for a living. I own a coffee company called Ground Up here in Chicago, and I have a coffee shop at Van Buren in Peoria, and you know, we're starting to roast our own coffee and sell it, and we're doing some great stuff. But I try not to plug too much of my business and in my social media, my personal social media outlets. I mean, I love it and I do it, but you know, for these podcasts, I kind of want to keep it more personal, because I feel like there's a time and place to talk about those business ventures. But the thing that I want to talk about in today's podcast is finding time for the gym and finding time for you know, any recreational activity that you love, and how difficult it is when you're an executive or, you know, a business owner or somebody that has a lot of responsibility in a company to you know, take time out of your day to enjoy yourself and those activities. So yesterday, if you tuned into my podcast, it was a post-workout rant about, you know, just different personalities within oneself and how we need to embrace ourselves in the moment and not shy away from, you know, the different stimuli that make us who we are. But today I want to focus on how, you know, when you know, I couldn't get to the gym today, and, you know, I want to focus on how it's important for people that are, you know, running companies or, like I said, have positions of power within an organization to do something constructive for their personal selves. For me, you know, I find that outlet through lifting and going to the gym. But if you can't do that, like I can't today, I'm going to try to exercise my mind and sharpen some skills. So I'm going to go ahead and read some books that, you know, I've kind of put on the shelf and haven't finished. And I'll probably go back to a book that I've read quite a few times, but it's a classic. It's called The Art of War by Sun Tzu. I won't dive too deep into what that book's all about, because that would take a day's worth of, you know, podcasting to talk about. But but I'm going to pick up, you know, that book and a few other books. One of them called Leaders Eat Last by Simon Sinek. And just try to exercise the mind a little bit and think outside the box, because, you know, I couldn't get to, you know, my physical place I couldn't get to my place where I physically build on myself. So, you know, you don't really need much space and equipment for mental construction. So, yeah, just going to pick up a book and read that and just try to hone in on some of, you know, the mental a little bit today. And that's what I want to highlight in this segment, is that it's good to release ourselves and do something physical and get that aggression out, you know, release that adrenaline and feel that rush of motivation and endurance and power. But when you can't get to that, it's extremely important to exercise the mind. I mean, you should do both. You should definitely do both. And I'm not saying one is better than the other, but that, I guess that exercising the mind doesn't take as much planning and execution as like going to a gym, right? You know, the whole process of getting ready and mentally preparing yourself and, you know, diving into the workout. But Hey there, it's Thursday, the 22nd of February, 2018, and you're listening to Soul Crates. I just started this podcast a few days ago and just, you know, testing it out, trying to find my groove and talk about some topics that I deal with and some ideas that I think are important to talk about. So, the last two podcasts were mostly about, you know, finding time to build upon oneself. And today I want to talk about handling, you know, wins, losses, and emotions. So it's pretty easy to ride the high tide, right? So when everything's going well, it's pretty easy to imagine things, you know, becoming even better for yourself and different ideas and dreams coming to fruition. But it's hard for the human psyche to handle losses and failures and battling all the emotions that come with that and, you know, and just grinding it out. So I was thinking about this today and how we hear so much about these successful people that talk about, you know, how much dirt they ate, meaning they, you know, they were getting rejected, you know, with sales or, you know, different ventures that they were pursuing. They were failing and they were just, you know, eating shit for years. And, you know, they keep coming back and they keep coming back. And that tenacity instilled something really powerful in them to just never give up, right? So I was thinking about that today when I started counting my losses and seeing it as a negative. I'm like, man, you know, remember, you know, I was doing business with this person and I got screwed out of this. And, you know, I was doing this with this person and I was putting so much work at this organization. I was doing this and I was doing that. And I never got my fair share. I never, you know, I paid my dues and I never got paid, right? So, you know, I almost started throwing myself a little pity party. And then, you know, I had to tell myself, you know, shut the fuck up. Like, you know, it's pathetic. There's nobody else is going to care about your personal dilemma and what you've gone through and how much more you're going to go through than yourself. Nobody's going to care. So I told myself, don't throw a pity party, learn from it and embrace that and see how strong you were to take those hits so many times and just keep coming back. And that's what I wanted to focus on today, because it's really easy to get bogged down by the negative, and it takes a lot of skill, not skill, it takes a lot of practice to conquer one's emotions and the hardships of failures and falling down. And successful people really mean it when they say, What counts is how many times you get back up. And I'm finding that out on my journey. And I'm sharing that with all you guys, because I really think it's important. And, you know, I haven't reaped the fruits of that labor yet, but I feel it coming. And as long as I keep this focus, I know it will. Because each time, you know, I fall down and I get back up, I learn something from it and I apply it to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And eventually it will pay off. So to all you guys that feel like you're in the same position as me, you know, or similarly, you're taking a lot of hits, you know, keep grinding it out. Keep taking what you can and use it to build upon yourself and keep going. It's going to be a wild ride. It's going to hurt sometimes, but we can do it. And that's it. So I wanted to keep it short and sweet today. So think about that. And yeah, grind on.